Yo,
you fucking wild.
Welcome to the party.
I'm about to leave the party.
Bro, why you
turn it off? Turn it off.
I'm leaving.
Just bro, right clear. Right, that's some Darnell bullshit right there.
Why did we start that way?
Listen, first off, let me
just be clear.
Let's just put it out there. We not sending out no sneak disses. Listen, we not. I'm not co-signing no sneak dishes. Turn that shit off before I start talking about
how someone ages like milk.
We needed to flip it. We just needed a different intro. So I was just trying something.
Oh, really? That's way too
bring
different
it
for me.
Back.
Yo, press edit, my nigga. Yo, you trying to get shot. Yo, this is crazy. Yo, why'd you do that shit?
No, that's why. Jorge sent me this song. He was like, you need to check this out. It's the fire. And I'm digging it. It's stuck in my head.
Listen, bro.
Someone else's
that's fire
baby.
Right there.
You got push your teeth. You got push your teeth.
Yeah. Right.
Anyway.
For our listeners, so everybody understands, that's Darnell's ex-wife making a diss song about him.
She said, living at your mama house, man, you masturbating.
That's fire!
Force!
Fire! Oh, Angie Catone, that shit is fire! I want to wait for the video!
I'm willing to play myself in that video. Straight up!
I'm willing to play myself.
All right,
yo,
anyway.
You'll be the first person in history that ever played themselves in a video where they got
this video.
That's crazy.
Yes, it is. Welcome to the Party Nerds Live Podcast. It's Jervis here on the mic. We got the squid odd in the house. The broskies is here. To my right, I got the bearded wonder himself.
What the fuck is a squid odd?
No, keep making up words. No, he's not. Just like I told you about the other word that you said, exactly. Squid odd is a real word.
Bravo.
Squid odd.
You're still a little too white.
Yeah, right.
So.
I'm the minority here.
Somebody wonder.
Don't go to the spittle.
It's quite all right.
Ann's going to put you in the spittle. That's spittle shit right there. What's good, Bravo? How you feeling, my dude?
I can't breathe.
You in the spittle
right,
tonight?
Guys, we apologize. The beginning of the show is chaos.
I'm not apologizing. I'm loving this.
How you doing, Bravo?
Oh, God. I still can't breathe.
And then to the right of Bravo, we got Darnell.
What's good?
The man of the hour.
The man of the hour who's got his own diss
record
about
him. Yes, I do, and I'm proud about it.
And that shit is fire.
Yeah, it's fire. It's ridiculous. I promote it to everyone. How you doing, Ed?
And then it's your boy Ed.
Your boy Ed's in the house. And sometimes there are days where you just walk in the studio and be like, the fuck am I doing here? And then shit like that plays and you just want to walk out.
Word.
Mm-mm.
Listen, my name.
And then we got that light skinned nigga right there.
We got our own Will Smith.
The Will Kinder brother. James Grandmaster Fax.
Hey, man, that song got bounced. Yo,
James, seriously, that donut is as light as you are, bro.
Wow.
Well, I would be able to pass the paper bag test and get in the club. I don't know about you, bro.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, we was arguing about that earlier in the chat room.
Damn, he's trying to say that.
They said I was the darkest bro up in here. They said you was mocha.
So they basically saying you be in the field and he's serving tea.
Is that right? That's what they was talking
modern
about.
Modern day slavery, he going to be in the air conditioning.
Hate to break it to you, but I'll be looking out the window but like, damn, yo, these biscuits are good. You should get some of these.
Oh, my.
Word up.
That's fucked up. Devin Wade, what's up, bro?
Man, ain't shit up, man. I'm here, and Darnell started with a beef record.
Yeah, he just started this whole
I didn't even know this show was going to be about the beef. Yo, check this out. Nah. Make sure that y'all go and check out this disc. What's it called? So that they can have context.
What's the name of the track?
Someone else's baby.
Ange Catone.
Who used to be a host on this show.
Yeah, she used to be
all
on the show.
All due respect. I'm playing this
for
song.
For no reason.
Because it was fire.
That was a hard bar. That was a hard bar, man.
Are you talking about
living at your mama's house? Now you masturbating.
What?
Yeah, I'm about to say. Are you talking about actual fire or like VD?
Just saying.
AJ.
AJ, how you doing today?
The other half of
AJ.
AJ.
Yo, what it do?
what it do, bro. Yo, where you been? You've been MIA for like 10 weeks.
I've been moving. And then like, I'm like, okay, I'm ready to do the podcast. And it was like, oh, we're just going to do it like, you know, next week. I was like, yo, what the fuck? Yo, but I'm back, baby. Yeah.
But you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Life is good?
Life is good.
You making that paper?
I'm trying.
And he booed up.
No, wait, don't. Don't let him be humble.
Oh.
He possibly might be a manager of his own store. He interviewed. The interview went very well. I know from high sources.
And that's why he's booed up.
And you got locked down already, bro. Let it go, man. You got big things for your way, man.
Whoa! Yeah. What? Did you just drop the mic?
No, that was God. That was God.
Tell you to chill out.
Knocking the mic out your hand. Do not ruin that young man's future.
He's telling all of us to move on.
Let that bitch go, AJ.
Yo, no, you're wild.
All right, this is the most.
Yo,
AJ. AJ. If this show has taught you anything, it's don't take Jerv's advice.
Yo, bro.
Right.
That.
Yo, let's get to
that. True.
Let's get to the subject.
What are we talking about? What are we talking about tonight?
Tonight we're talking San Diego Comic Con. It's just happened this past week in LA. I mean, San Diego, my bad. In San Diego.
Yep.
We had one of our San Diego's partners out there, Jamie, was out there. She did a cosplay of Zatanna.
Zatanna.
That was fire. Straight
and
up.
Was she our on-location correspondent.
Yes, she was. So she's calling in a little bit later to give us some of the inside scoop. But San Diego Comic Con this year, Marvel wasn't there for one, which was different. It changed things up a bit.
Different.
A smaller crowd this year than previous years because we're attributing that to Marvel not having a presence there.
Of course.
what the fuck do you think?
And it's wild you said that because it shows you how much cons have changed. Back in the day, people used to go to cons for the comics, for the collectors. Now the culture we live in, people, like, remember a couple years ago in the AC Con, Stan Lee canceled. Literally, that killed that whole convention.
That was terrible.
And we were there. Remember that? And
horrible.
Literally, people started walking out the door. So conventions have changed. And it's funny you said that because now that once Marvel was announced, and they announced it really late, they weren't going to be there. I don't know. I haven't been to San Diego Con. Jamie's going to fill us in on this, but I'm sure it definitely hurt to a degree.
Absolutely.
But wait, doesn't San Diego Comic Con normally sell out every year? Like, did it sell out this year? That's a good gauge, pretty much.
Pretty sure it did this year. I mean, they were expecting about 130,000 people there, and it was the tickets were gone. Like, well, normally you see New York Comic Con just sell out really fast. San Diego sells out faster than that.
I was going to say, I can't imagine that they didn't sell out because, one, Marvel announced that they weren't going very late, and then, two, even if they weren't, people would just be going because they've never been to one. There's plenty of people that have gone, oh, I've never been to one. I really want to go. So if the opportunity was there, even if it was half of the show, they would go.
And just to let you guys, the reason why we didn't, because you guys know we're going to like the New York Comic Con as press, except for Jerv because he's too dark. They don't want dark skin.
Hey, my
show went so left.
What are you talking
about? Wait.
The three people.
I don't know what's going on today.
No. Listen, but for the San Diego Comic Con, you actually have to register for press pass like September the year before. So this year, if you wait too late, they cut it off, and it's definitely hard because you got to get rooms. People fly from all over to go there, so you can't just, oh, I'm going to go to San Diego. Like, you got to prepare for that. So,
Bravo, I already started making my Venom pool costume.
Yeah.
So,
thank you, Bravo.
You're welcome.
We can't wait for that.
I'll take pictures of the con for you guys.
So, the con, I mean, they dropped a lot of trailers. A lot of news came out. DC, I guess, was the big presence there. Without Marvel being there, helps DC out even more. But how did this really help DC out without Marvel being there? They dropped an Aquaman trailer, and they dropped the Shazam trailer.
No, say it how you want to say it.
Shitzam.
Oh, man. Oh, yo. No. Let's piss AJ off. Say it again. Can we take a deep dive?
So let's talk about Shazam.
Yeah. Okay.
That trailer looked as great
as I thought it was going to be. That movie's going to be great. It's going to be the best film in the DC extended universe.
Oh, you guys know.
Did
you guys
know that? What the fuck is wrong with him?
Otherwise, y'all can suck my left nut.
No. Now, I'll tell you right now, here's the difference. AJ's on that kitty shit. And because he's on that kitty shit, he sees some motherfucker in a puffy ass costume that's all colorful.
You're right.
And sees some whack ass.
Have you ever read a Shazam comic?
That's the look that they're going for. First off, if you think Shazam is kitty, you gotta realize Elvis Presley designed his entire look off of Captain Marvel.
Yeah,
the original
Elvis
Shazam.
Presley was a hero to most, but he never meant to be me straight out racist. That fucker was simple to play.
Yo, fuck him and John Wayne. Fuck him and John Wayne. We only fuck with Optimus.
You know what I mean?
We only fuck with Optimus Prime.
You damn right. You know how this dude.
Fun, lighthearted, different.
I like it.
Y'all see how these rap lyrics is Black Bible? How we just know these bars?
Cue it up. So
I'm black and I'm proud.
Let's just go around real quick. Who liked the Shazam trailer?
Nobody.
I did.
AJ.
I did.
Bravo.
I thought it was fun.
And no. Didn't mind it, but his suit that passed.
No. Did you like the trailer?
The trailer.
It was okay.
Okay.
It was okay.
All right, you're in the middle.
James.
Nah.
Dev?
Fuck no, my nigga. Come on, my nigga.
It was okay.
I like how you added the hiccup in there.
Listen, I'll say this about the trailer. Was the trailer entertaining?
Yes.
It was a little entertaining, but I have to say, I'm not digging. Listen, I know Billy Batson, it's the kid in the suit, but if you watch Justice League Unlimited, that Shazam is a kid, but that Shazam came to do put in work. That motherfucker came to put in fucking work.
This is an origin story. He is literally just a teenager.
He's been there for a while.
Like a 13-year-old kid first getting his powers. It's literally the story of what happens if you give a kid superpowers. Like, how does he respond? How does he learn how to use his powers?
I get it.
That's the point.
You know AJ loves coming-of-age stories.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Wait. It's pretty much big with Tom Hanks, but in the superhero genre.
In the superhero genre.
Yes, pretty much, except Shazam came out first, like in the comics years ago, but we're not going to get into that.
But keep in mind, in the comics, if I'm not mistaken, when he became an adult, he acted more like an adult. He didn't act totally like a kid in old comics.
Well, I mean, it depends on what you're talking about, because there's a million different iterations. Captain Marvel actually existed before Marvel Comics ever did. In fact, he was considered largely one of the very first superheroes that made superheroes very popular. There was the whole Captain Marvel family.
Okay.
And fuck them.
And have you ever seen the original TV show Captain Marvel? He wasn't no fucking kitty when he became Captain Marvel. That motherfucker was putting in work on
Marvel. Oh, we're going off TV shows?
No.
We're going off TV shows?
No, we're not.
Uh-oh.
Okay. I'm just pointing that out. I'm just adding another feather in the cap.
So wait. So we're going off
so
TV shows.
Fuck you, Bravo.
Just
we're
so
not
on the
going
same
page. With you right now.
You would think that you would have enjoyed that trailer more and be more excited for the film when he turned into an adult. He was super serious and like trying to stop another world ending threat, and it was like dark and shit. Is that what you want?
It doesn't have to be dark.
What did you want out of this trailer?
It doesn't have to be dark.
Like, what would you want them to do different?
It doesn't have to be dark. It could be light. I see DC's trying to go this colorful route. You know, they're trying to lighten things
they
up as we see.
They think this shit Ant-Man. Go ahead.
You know, look, I have to say, they've seen that this dark route they've tried to do, this dark universe they've
hasn't
tried to
worked.
Hasn't been working. So now, they're going to try to lighten things up. We've seen this with the Shazam trailer, and even with the Aquaman trailer. It's brighter. Even the whole
do you
the
mean
logo,
there's
logo,
wait.
Do you mean that there's sunshine,
logo,
sir?
The logo is bright.
Oh wait, let me, Dev. I think you just hit the nail on the head. It's very to me when I saw the trailer. I thought Ant-Man and the Wasp, and I wasn't crazy about that movie. You know, I thought it was actually one of Marvel's most uninteresting movies to me. So in my brain, I'm thinking, oh, they're going to make everything lighthearted. His suit looks padded. That even that wizard, or even the Shazam wizard, he looked like fake. It didn't look like intimidating in the comics when he sees this big wizard. The guy's menacing. And here he's just like this little old guy with a costume on. You know, like, I'm not buying it right now. Then again, when we see the movie,
right? And
great.
Listen, I'm reserving my judgment till I see the film.
And I do want to say one thing with Shazam. This movie has been in pre-production, like, you know, kind of on again, off again, since 2008, which means it kind of like precedes Man of Steel in terms of development, and it's not a part of the DC extended universe.
No, it is part of the universe.
It is
multiverse, like, unless they changed it.
No, you see the magazine and the ad, they're connecting it directly to the universe.
I was under the impression that it was like in this universe, it's like
that's
DC's
why they have Superman
comic.
Superman, they reference Superman by a newspaper ad.
I could have sworn
this
on multiple occasions.
This is part of the universe.
No, they're right.
Yeah, in the the kids' room, there's the Batman
Batarang.
The Batarang.
And the newspaper clippings about Superman. Yeah.
Didn't you watch the trailer, bro?
I did watch the trailer. You're trying to build this shit out.
Like,
they definitely said in an interview it does not take place in the same universe as Batman and Superman.
Guys, he might be right. It might be in a DC universe, but it might not be in this Justice League universe.
Well, that's a good way for them to prepare trash. You know what I mean? Prepare trash.
The rest of the DC universe is trash.
Let me ask you a question.
Is it just in this? You know me, I'm the biggest critic of DC. Is it just us? Like, here goes DC again?
I think it's just their take on trying to be lighthearted and trying to be funny. And of course, we haven't even seen the movie yet. We're going to go see the movie.
Right.
Yeah. So it's like,
what do we expect out of this? Like, of course, it's going to be kid friendly. I'm going to be able to take my daughter to it and everything like that. She might get scared of the bad
guy.
And
I think that was part of DC's plan, because everything, they never really had a kid.
No, they never had anything for kid.
That was the only thing that actually bugged me, is how the bad guy looks. He actually looks how he kind of does in the comics.
Right.
But he looked like Gru from Despicable Me.
He does. He's an adult Gru.
But, to be fair, that's kind of what he looks like in the comics.
Dude, would you, I'll pose this question to you, Jerv. Mm-hmm. Would you have rather the children of Shazam or Billy Batson?
Just Billy Batson. I don't need a bunch of kids running around with costumes and all that.
And all getting shanked by Wonder Woman?
Not in the first film. I mean, maybe the second or third, you might want to bring him in. But the first one, let's keep it simple. Listen, DC has to get a hit.
Yeah.
They have these two films, if they go family Aquaman friendly, and Shazam, or these two films that they have to be hits.
So if they go family friendly, do you think it would be a hit for them?
Possibly, yes. I think I've seen enough reactions from people who love the trailer, so I think it can be a hit without a doubt.
Bro, this shit is just people's hopes and dreams. Are you fucking serious?
No, I think people actually enjoyed the trailer.
They're going to watch this shit and they're going to, dog, this is, remember the beginning of this show when I told you how my dad used to leave me on the step and not come
Does
pick Jerv me up?
Does Jerv have his foot on like your balls or something?
No, what was, listen, man, because I've been yelling a lot.
He has been yelling a lot.
I've been yelling a lot, bro.
I've been yelling since I got here.
My father really left me on the steps, bro, and he didn't pick me up for years, man.
Yes, we remember the story.
That's DC, man.
Propel.
All right. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about the Aquaman trailer.
And just to let you know, we're calling Jamie in 5 minutes, but let's get started on there. Yeah.
Let's talk about the Aquaman trailer.
Man, I love Black Panther.
So
yes. It is the same premise. Think about it.
It's the same premise. So that means it's Lion King, it's Sons of Anarchy, it's Hamlet, which is what it's all based off
Man,
of.
Fuck all that.
But we don't care about that because Black Panther made the most dope.
Yo, fuck all that shit you talking about.
Black Panther.
Like, it looks like it's being well made.
But
it
doesn't look bad. I would say this visually.
I got to give it to James Wan in the trailer. Yes.
I like what he did visually, and I like what he did with them speaking underwater, because I was hoping it wouldn't be at.
I had a question about that. What are they doing?
They're just talking.
But if you remember,
hold on. But how the fuck niggas talk underwater?
Well, no. If you remember from Justice League, she created an air bubble so they could have a fucking conversation.
Right, exactly.
Right. But
so
in
I was
this
hoping
one,
it
they
wouldn't
were just
be that every time.
Like they were underwater and they were proud and they went. Oh,
yeah, right. That doesn't make sense.
They're just talking.
How
they should be?
They're in a dome.
Listen, I don't need to figure all that shit out. It's just simple and easy.
It's the same reason that fire can exist in SpongeBob movies.
Man, fuck SpongeBob.
That's his best ally, man.
We need answers on why they could talk underwater.
Well, I'm sure we'll get those answers later.
It's a superhero movie. That's not supposed to be any.
Do they ever give you those answers in the comic?
Okay.
No.
So then why do you expect those answers?
I'm going to tell you why.
Tell them.
Because a fucking comic book that was made for kids fucking crazy years ago didn't have to explain shit, and that's why Superman could walk around with a fucking pair of glasses on and nobody knows who the fuck he is and they need to fix that.
I don't know. Have you ever seen Bono without his glasses?
Cut it out, bro.
Bono without his glasses
and he does look different with that.
They can fix this. You know, all they need to do is have the first 2 seconds of them going and then all of a sudden have it turn English. In other words, that's what they hear.
They are not going to fix that shit.
Yo, bro, you're a fucking genius. You're a fucking gentleman and a scholar.
They should, and then all of a sudden make it seem like this is what you hear, but this is what is actually being said.
That would make sense. They down there just bubbly.
Damn, Deb, you're a damn linguist. Yeah.
I'd be okay with
that.
This is why we can't take anybody anywhere.
I need some whiskey right now. This is fucking me up right now. For real.
But James, what did you think about the trailer?
I mean, like I said, visually, I thought it was amazing. Now, do I think that they've introduced way too many villains at one time, like DC always does? We got Black Manta, we got Orm already. Jesus Christ.
Nah, it's only two. We mean, it's two people.
Dolph Lundgren.
He's a leader of one of the seven tribes
and everything. He's also a villain in this.
Listen, man, I'm sure all the tribes got beef, so you got six villains in the tribe alone.
DC introduces way too many
the
fucking
villain
villains.
The villain is Orm, and the other villain is Black Manta.
Listen.
They did it in Marvel. They did it with, remember, Ulysses Klaw, and they did it with Killmonger, so they can make it work.
No, they also did it with Spider-Man 3, and it worked out so well.
Wow. Yeah, that's a low fucking blow.
Don't introduce too many villains, man.
Listen, the movie will be cool.
It looks great.
It looks like a really great movie, but we already know the company is cursed by God.
It'll probably save them just because there's an absence of Marvel until March. So DC pretty much has the spotlight to themselves.
Yo, you know what would be dope?
What's that?
If Marvel just secretly
dropped the movie on Christmas.
Oh yeah.
No,
Captain Marvel trailer.
No. Submariner. Same thing. No, that would be like that Ange Catone disc. That's crazy. Submariner the same day, like in theaters tonight.
You're gonna drop like a Beyonce record.
No, leave the theater.
All right, so
no promo.
We're gonna table this real quick. We got Party Nerds Jamie, who's out in Cali right now. She's living that Cali life. She was at San Diego Comic Con reporting for us.
Jerv, where was San Diego Comic Con?
In LA.
And San Diego Comic Con in LA?
It's San Diego.
I was in San Diego.
There you go, Jamie. Jamie, look, give us a scoop, man. What's going on?
She was two steps away from Mexico.
Well, can I say hello first?
Yeah, yeah. Hello,
Jamie. Hi, Jamie.
Hello, everyone.
Jamie, how's your tan working?
Oh wait, my tan? My tan?
Yeah.
You and Cali. How's your
tan? My tan's all right.
It's better than yours, Jerv.
Jamie still look like milk. She's lying like a motherfucker, yo.
I'm slightly burned. Slightly burned. Not really. No, I do tan. I just haven't been tanning.
Jamie's almond milk LA right now.
Strawberry quick.
Yeah, we're getting there. We're getting towards caramel. But yeah, so I guess I'm calling in. I wanted to say hi to everyone. I thought it was a very lackluster hello back, considering I haven't been on the podcast for a while. I want to hear some yes.
Hey, Jamie! Woo!
There we go.
Here she is, Mrs. Grease. Okay, go ahead.
Hi,
yeah,
Jamie.
Miss.
Oh, shit.
So yeah, I had the opportunity. to go to San Diego Comic Con. And a shout out to my friend Stuart, who helped me out with that. It was very last minute. The moment I arrived, I failed to realize how much prep there is to successfully get the most out of this convention, because it is absolutely mayhem everywhere. So things aren't even confined in the convention floor. This sprawls out into the San Diego gas lamp district. It sprawls out to the port. After parties are a big thing at San Diego Comic Con. But the convention goers, you get like a nice mix of people. I did have the opportunity to kind of like slide into preview night. Spent half an hour there, so you can actually go in Wednesday night and have a look at what's going on, get your exclusives. My tip is, the moment you arrive at San Diego Comic Con, is to pick up your ticket, your badge, and go upstairs and get a bag with what I like to call the San Diego Comic Con Bible, because that will basically tell you every single thing that is going on at San Diego Comic Con.
Jamie, quick
from
question.
Panels to meet and greets.
Mm-hmm. How much larger is it? Because we haven't been there. Is it than the New York Comic Con? Is it because New York Javits Center is pretty big? Does it that pale in comparison?
It's not. I mean, the convention center in and of itself is pretty much similar, I would say, to the Javits Center. But like I said, it sprawls out into the gas lamp district. It sprawls out right by the port. So I would say comparable in the sense that the convention center in and of itself is a similar size, but when I went in on a Thursday, it was like a Saturday at New York Comic Con. It was chock-a-block, bumper to bumper, booty to booty. Like, it took you forever to get from one quarter to another. Again, like New York Comic Con, people don't understand that backpacks are big and you should carry them. I got run over by someone's baby stroller a couple of times. So, like, in terms of, like, physical maneuvering, it's pretty tough. Unfortunately, I didn't make it to Saturday, which I heard was absolute mayhem. But no, the presence of the big name companies at San Diego Comic Con, they pour a lot of money. There's a lot of fun things you can do. Adult Swim had like a great event right outside of the convention center. American Horror Story had, I think, dropped their new season. But what was really insanity for me, even though I am a fan of a lot of nerd culture, is the way people were lining up for Hall H. They would line up days in advance with tents and sleeping bags.
Didn't you say
to be able to get into that
I heard for the Glass trailer, people were there for over 24 hours waiting to see that.
Oh, absolutely. So there were actually two lines. They're like same day lines and next day lines. And they would wrap around the convention center and people were prepared. So people would literally just hang out in a line.
That's terrible day. Considering like, it was on on the internet in like 2 minutes after it premiered.
Yeah. What is wrong with people?
Oh, absolutely. But I feel like people want to be there for the moment, and that's what they care about. And this is a great thing about San Diego Comic-Con and any kind of Comic-Con in that respect, where it's kind of like you go there and take what you want from it. So, yeah, there are the people that line up. There's people who go there just for the cosplay. There's people who go there just for the artists. Although, to make note, the artist alley isn't as good as New York Comic-Con. So if you are a huge fan of comic book art, New York Comic-Con is the place to go. For sure.
So now,
I
was going to ask, because Jerv mentioned earlier how Marvel announced last minute that they weren't going to be there. Did you, was the cosplay, because, you know, the San Diego is known for all their big cosplay. Was it really a DC-centric con as opposed to a Marvel con? Just because obviously people had already bought their tickets, but did you still see a lot of Marvel representation or was it all pretty much DC because they dropped all the big trailers and stuff?
I mean, Marvel did have a booth. For example, they always have the booth, very similar to the booths that they have at New York Comic Con. They were displaying a lot of the costumes, so each day was a different costume. But DC had a really strong presence at San Diego Comic Con, especially with their collaboration with Lego, for example. But their booth was popping. I think they had Mara's costume on display. They had Shazam's costume on display. They had a lot of signings at their booths. It's just like the San Diego Comic-Con is just so overwhelming. Now, I did speak to a lot of people just, you know, one-on-one, asking them how they're, like, enjoying San Diego Comic-Con. A lot of people told me that cosplay wasn't as strong this year as it was in previous years. Again, I wasn't there on Saturday where there is the big cosplay competition. I feel like that's pretty much in every big convention, Saturday is the good cosplay day. But I was struggling to find a place where I can find a lot of cosplayers. I sought out to find cosplays that I thought were super cool. Like, people weren't really cosplaying as much as I expected them to be.
See, that's a surprise with San Diego, because they're normally known for their cosplay. So yeah, that's a little bit of a surprise to me.
Really? I always heard that with San Diego, there was less cosplays than with New York.
Huh.
I guess you guys have different sources of information.
Who would have thought?
No, well, like I said, I did speak to people who have been to previous San Diego Comic-Cons and have been like, well, this year it's been a little less cosplay heavy. Again, I was only there Thursday and Friday, made the rookie mistake of spending like 9 hours on high heels, and by the end of it, I had to get on a scooter. But I had to really, like, there is a lot to see. And like I said, it spreads out. So, like, a lot of people have asked me, they're like, is it worth going to San Diego Comic-Con without a ticket? Yes, because the whole city turns into a Comic-Con. Like, even like a fountain across the street turned into a promo for Stephen King's new show, Castle Rock. Huh. That's based on Stephen King novel. So, like, there's things everywhere. Like, the trains were like Stranger Things themed. Like, there is yacht parties and like crazy stuff happening all around.
Isn't there a big Japanese? Isn't there a big Japanese presence because how close it is to Japan? I heard there's a lot of anime and manga cosplay stuff out there.
There was a few, but again, like I didn't unless they were hang. You know how they hang out in the corner of the Javits Center. Mm-hmm. Unless there was a place that they were all hanging out there, I really didn't see. Like, there's just so much to cover and there's so much to see. And then I was kind of being selfish and doing like the little things that I wanted to do. So it was kind of like, it's worth going to, but I'm not surprised that a lot of people are flocking to smaller cons. For example, MegaCon, I loved MegaCon. I think it was like a healthy balance of like a good artist alley and great cosplay and great celebrity guests. Unfortunately, I didn't have time to go to the panels. I mean, I'm not the type of person that will head over to panels unless it's something I'm super passionate about. Like, if it's an X-Files panel, then yes, I would definitely go. Apparently, there was an X-Files panel that I didn't know about because that book is really freaking big. called X-Files Postmortem, but I probably wouldn't have gone because I probably would have gotten angry. But, like, again, I'm not, like, the one of those people that goes for panels. I think if you are a panel-going Comic-Con convention attendee, San Diego Comic-Con is great. New York Comic-Con is great, too. We just expect so much to be announced at San Diego Comic-Con. With the internet, we get to see everything.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
So if you're okay, like, getting everything, like, 5 minutes later, someone's going to leak it out.
Right.
I mean, but then again, San Diego Comic-Con draws a lot of people from all over the country and all over the world who might not necessarily have the opportunity to, like, go to a big panel and see, like, Gal Gadot or Jason Momoa. You know what I mean? So again, it's something that whatever you want, you get out of.
Right. So real quick, just from hearing everything you talked about with San Diego Comic-Con, if you had to compare, just comparing the two, because of course a lot of us have went to New York Comic-Con last year. We're going again this year, but we haven't had a chance to go to San Diego. Comparing the two cons, just for the limited time you went, which one was better in your experience?
I mean, I would have to say, if you want to be wowed by the size of everything and the amount of people and the amount of money poured into, like, the booths and the setups, mm-hmm. San Diego Comic-Con is great. But I feel like New York Comic-Con, I mean, I've been going to New York Comic-Con like 5-6 consecutive years. I already know the layout, so it is great. I feel like it's slightly more well-rounded, but we just don't get a lot of big names out to New York Comic Con. You know, if you're looking for the big names, I mean, big names in the art world, yes, you will be getting that at New York Comic Con. If you're, like, trying to go to Comic Con conventions for, like, celebrities and meet and greets and everything, either
honestly,
smaller,
I was gonna say this
con,
smaller con for celebrities. Like when we went to MegaCon, they had a lot of people there. Like a lot of these smaller, the Greater Philadelphia Con, the Keystone Wizard World, Heroes and Villains, they get the big celebrities. I wonder if that sometimes that they kind of shy away from the larger ones because it's a little too chaotic. You know what I mean? Because they do have the right to refuse. So that's an interesting.
Oh, absolutely. I just feel like New York Comic Con, though, for the last couple of years, hasn't really been getting anyone big. You know what I mean? Like they have, like they had Mark Hamill, but like it's just not as much as I've seen in other smaller cons that we've been to. Like I said, is there a comparison? Yes, New York Comic Con is one of the bigger cons. A lot of people, like I spoke to a few people and I was like, well, what do you think about New York Comic Con? They're like, well, we like New York Comic Con. It's fun, but it's like very isolated. It's very much, you know, right. The Javits Center is right in the middle of nowhere, so to speak. I mean, it's building up now. So a lot of people aren't into that because San Diego is just so interactive beyond the convention center. Like even if you turned up without a ticket, you could still like catch people coming out or like talk to cosplayers or line up for events or whatever the case may be, or if you just want to just walk around and feel the con atmosphere, then yeah, like that's fun. But I feel like New York Comic Con has everything indoors. I just like New York Comic Con a little bit better because of the Artist Alley, to be honest with you.
Oh yeah.
I hear you on that. Jamie, thanks for calling in. Yes. Thanks for the update.
We appreciate it.
Your Zatanna cosplay was fire. Straight fire. You killed that shit.
You should have
bring that shit back to the East Coast with you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was really
that
good.
Together. And yo, so we're going to hear more from Jamie, I'm sure, as the weeks go on. Like I said, she's out in Cali.
She's our Cali correspondent.
Yeah, so she's going to have her
in the
bigger,
land of
Cali correspondent.
Yeah, in the land of trick-ass marks, mark-ass tricks, mark-ass busters, and buster-ass marks.
There you go. West, y'all. Yeah,
see ya.
Yeah. See ya, Jamie.
See ya,
Jamie. Yeah, Jamie.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
All right, so we didn't really get into Titans because I went into Titans.
There's a lot we still have to get into. So
Titans. Yeah. That was a trailer.
Let's run. I mean, we're not going to get into everything. There was so much that went on at Comic-Con, but let's get into a couple more things. So let's talk about Titans.
The Titans. It's bad, and the people behind it should feel bad. Next.
I mean,
hold on, what you talking about? Titans?
Titans.
Yo, I want to see this shit.
No, no, come on.
Awful.
Give me a reason.
Completely
a
awful. Reason.
So, niggas was right. cussing in and I seen blood and shit.
So here's the thing about the Titans trailer. I think, you know, you have Robin say, fuck Batman.
Yeah.
And that's that tagline that's going to be trending for a little bit and all. And I think that's the hype of it. But the trailer was a little bit lackluster. I thought Raven was kind of terrible. The character, the girl playing
they
her.
They still haven't done. Yeah.
Wasn't
that
feeling
was bad.
That right.
You know what?
Starfire looked horrendous.
Starfire. And it's a shame when you have cosplayers that do a better Starfire than the people with the money behind it that can do a great Starfire.
Well, and let me ask you, because some people, they're obviously some racist trolls, like, oh, Starfire shouldn't be black. No, no, no. It's not because of her race. It's the simple fact that they made her look
like a prostitute. Look,
she looked like Macy. Starfire looked like Macy Gray. You know what I mean? Like, and
so what you trying to say about Macy?
I'm Starfire, motherfucker. Where's your prick?
Wow.
To me, the entire trailer looked like an executive who was told that their nephew's favorite show was Teen Titans.
Nah, it looks like a dope YouTube fan made joint that you could watch.
If it was a fan made joint, I would.
Know what it reminded me of? Remember that Power Rangers that came out?
Yeah,
fan made joint. Like if they went real lewd with that, then I'll watch that shit for 17 minutes.
That made more sense, and so did the Mortal Kombat one, than this actual production.
So, yeah. My whole thing is it took for a fucking DC TV show to add cuss words to a DC comic adaptation.
Hey, man. Netflix.
Damn. Yeah, really. Netflix changed that.
Netflix.
But like, also the thing is, like, Titans is exclusively going to be on the new DC streaming service.
Correct. Right. Nobody
with
wants
the Swamp Thing, Young Justice season 3. That actually looks good.
That looks good. Oh shit.
And like, how do you guys feel about that streaming service in general? Do you guys know much about it?
Nobody's going to watch it.
The streaming service is, if you can get 3 months free if you pay for it up front annually, so it's $75 for the year.
So
it breaks down to about
$8 a month.
$8 a month.
I think it might succeed for one reason only. In addition to the new original content, you also have all the old DC animated
stuff. Yeah, but
man, ESPN Plus got real people fighting.
There's one more thing you get with it. You know how like you have Marvel Unlimited where you can kind of like, you know,
yeah,
like
Comicsology.
Yeah, yeah.
You get comics for free through the service as well digitally on your tablet.
You get Marvel. It got Marvel comics?
DC comics.
DC.
Only
DC. They have Marvel comics on the DC.
This is my thing with that. The thing that kind of pushed Marvel over the top was that they attached some stuff to a streaming service that was nationwide that was already bolstering a large following. And then, of course, Disney is going to then separate because, of course, now they're going to contract a lot of Hulu's assets and they're probably going to put a lot of their product on there. DC just went from, all right, fuck it, we're just going to do our own right now and just...
You know what, James, you make a good point. I think the biggest problem with the marketing with this is, whereas if you have like the Marvel went on Netflix, you already had thousands of subscribers. That's almost just like if you create a YouTube page and you don't have any followers, you try to go viral, it's not easy. Nah. A lot of these people that go viral, they already have millions of followers. So if you're going to start a new streaming service and expect everyone to get your, just like a lot of people watch the joint you were talking about on YouTube with the Cobra Kai. But really, honestly, after that, people, the subscriptions, I wonder if
I deleted my subscription afterwards.
I canceled mine after I watched it.
Huh?
I canceled mine.
Right after
I watched Cobra Kai, I canceled it.
But guess what? I'll be getting it again when season 2 comes out.
But now let me ask you, if that was on Netflix, I'm just saying the popularity of that might have even been double because it's very popular. But the thing is, like you were saying, like the problem with Titans to me is DC's using this to launch an idea, something that might fail, just like the you know, when
just the show
WWE
itself.
Had
did
the
you
football
say
league.
Might,
if it was already pre-
I failed.
Did you say might though?
Most likely fail.
How about yes?
It will fail.
Like if DC had already started to put their animated movies on Netflix before this even arrived and then push their streaming service maybe
it would help
afterwards,
it would help a little bit more. Tad. Yeah.
You know?
But what's that Star Trek show that's on the streaming?
Discovery.
On? Discovery, I heard, is a great show. But
I heard it's fire.
No, I heard it's fire, but no one wants to pay for this streaming thing to watch it. So people are just like, it's good, but it's good and no one knows about it. You know what I mean?
I don't know. Like, the thing is, I feel... since everybody's moving towards digital streaming, I think it is going to be helping them in the long run.
Yep.
And I think they're going to keep it alive at the very least until it becomes more popular. Because here's the thing is, you know, everybody has started to realize how much value is truly in it. At the end of the day, there were a lot of people who had HBO, but there wasn't as much as when Entourage came out and when Game of Thrones came out.
Mm-hmm.
When those came out, fucking everybody and their mother started to get
HBO.
But when did
they finally start doing a Game of Thrones? Like, Game of Thrones is going to be on season what?
You know? I mean, it was Entourage. People didn't watch The Wire. That's fucked up.
You're right, but
it took a couple shows. In other words, like, if Titans, after Titans, they come out with, I don't know, Birds of Prey, then they come out.
But that's the thing. I think that they should have launched it with at least three shows.
Yeah.
To launch it with just one and all their old content.
It gives you no reason for us to watch it. You're not paying for a channel. You're paying for a show.
You're paying for Titans.
That's,
right.
that's how YouTube Red
Give me a piece of the universe instead of one small, like I said, an adaptation.
Yeah. Right, right. To me, the trailer for Titans, it looks all right, but like it looks like a Fox show. It looked kind of like a Gotham.
Oh, you mean Gifted?
Gifted is
Gifted is good. I didn't finish watching it.
Season 2 trailer came out at Comic-Con.
It sucks dicks?
No. It's pretty decent. I'll give it that.
I mean, I like the first show. It was good.
It was good, yeah. But
I mean, I don't think about watching it.
We know all the CW shows are coming back. Supergirl, Legends of Tomorrow, Arrow, Flash, Black Lightning.
People still watching that shit?
They're all coming back.
Black Lightning is kind of...
Bro, people are still watching Supernatural. Your question if people are still watching this
Supernatural
shit?
Still comes on?
Yes, it does. It's in the sixth season. There's a new trailer.
The only show that's been on longer than that is like The Simpsons.
Are you fucking Supernatural?
And Supernatural every damn afternoon.
So, wait, you didn't see the Supernatural Scooby-Doo crossover episode?
I heard about it. It was good.
Oh my God. What the fuck is going on?
They also dropped another trailer for Venom.
Yes, they did.
That's we're not going to see yet, probably for a little bit.
Yeah,
what they were saying with the footage in the trailer, this is the Venom that we're going to get, that you're getting from the comics, where he has the axe hands, he's biting people's heads off.
Mm-hmm. I did hear about the head biting.
The costume kind of partially separates from Eddie Brock, and he's turning and talking to Eddie Brock as he's kind of attached to him.
It doesn't
cool
have the logo.
About the movie that didn't show off yet.
Doesn't have the logo, but it has this white pattern on his chest. But it's not. It doesn't make sense from that.
They legally can't have it. Right. Is that what it is?
Well, that is. That's yeah. The reason.
Oh wow, that's kind of weird though.
No, but you know what?
Remind me who are the people that are making this movie?
Sony.
It is Sony. Okay. Yes.
So why can't they do that then? Don't they have a shared right to?
I know they said they also have multiple symbiotes that are supposed to be showing up.
Riot's supposed to be in it. Scream's supposed to be in it. Yep. Carnage is supposed to be. Everybody's assuming Woody Harrelson's character is going to be the Scream character. I mean, Carnage character in it,
which I'm excited for.
But now let me ask you guys a question, because this is my only problem with the Venom movie. And you heard Sony's doing that vampire with Jared Leto. What's that called?
Fuck out of here.
Morbius. It's almost just like now that these big companies that have the rights to some characters see the money in comics, they're taking these little shit characters you wouldn't care about. I'm not saying Venom is shit. The point is, it's like they're trying to bring in everything in the Venomverse, but Venom is actually a part of Spider-Man.
But let's not forget that
he was also an Avenger.
Blade was a fuck off character too.
So
that
Swamp
shit
Thing.
Was fire, my G. Well, Swamp Thing never made greatness, but now that you say this. If they made Swamp Thing right now, that shit
Swamp Thing, the DC Universe Network. But the other thing
that people need to remember, everybody that makes that type of comment needs to remember, Iron Man wasn't that important in the Marvel Universe.
That's true.
You're correct.
He really wasn't. C-list if you talk superhero. To the comic book people, they were like, they're making an Iron Man.
I mean, none
movie.
Of these motherfuckers.
Why
would
they make
Panther,
Captain America? Why wouldn't they make blah? Like, it would just. Why wouldn't they make Sentry? Yeah. But that's the thing.
And it all comes down to good storytelling. At the end of the day, if you have a great script, you put in the great actors, you get a good director.
Nope.
Shout out to John Favreau.
I'm saying it's not always a hit, but I keep telling y'all the curse of the characters.
The characters in DC are flawed.
Yeah,
what about Wonder Woman?
No, I don't disagree with that.
I mean,
that,
they got a couple.
But
cool,
no, but what that, about you're talking the
Batman's
big,
one of the greatest things ever made and belongs in Marvel Comics.
But you're talking about the Trinity. So when you break it down for those lesser characters, though, yes, they are like the Iron Mans and the other ones.
Hold on,
I want to see a Rubber Man movie.
Hold on, what's the Trinity? Superman.
Batman, Super. I mean, Superman, Wonder Woman.
Superman, super flawed character. Two OP, Diesel. He makes fucked up movies because he's fucked.
Yeah, but if they did a movie like All-Star Superman, it would actually do very well.
Oh, I saw the animated movie for Red Sun. That was great. It was great.
That's the thing. And they do a lot of good animated movies with him.
Death of Superman is one that's coming out.
Yeah. It's just too many people focus on the fighting brawl part. And that's the thing, is ironically, Death of Superman mixes both of it. It has my favorite.
Speaking of Superman,
after Doomsday,
Krypton season 2 is going to introduce Lobo.
Oh, that is.
Yo, there was a season 1.
Yeah, there was a season 1. Season 1 was not bad.
I thought that shit was coming out. It had like a black kid or something, right?
Yeah, season 1 wasn't bad.
Season 1 was.
That shit came on TV.
Yeah, it was on Sci-Fi.
Sci-Fi Network.
Oh, of course, no one knows that. Man, Sci-Fi.
So, season 1 had Doomsday in it.
Doomsday was the season finale.
Right.
His appearance was in the season finale, but Brainiac
was a little earlier in it, but
was the main villain.
But yeah, he was.
And they made Brainiac look dope as shit.
He looked like Brainiac with the real, with the big ass.
They made Brainiac
legit.
Wait,
did he look Brainiac looked super, super, super dope.
Did he look like comics Brainiac, or did he look like animated series Brainiac?
He looked like comics Brainiac.
Yeah.
He looked beyond dope.
They did a great job.
They did a great job with that.
So this is why I have a little faith. Listen, we all want Lobo to come to the big screen.
And this is the thing. Like,
the main man!
Yes. Lobo is a character that was literally kind of like made as a joke because Marvel was making Deadpool, so they wanted to make some type of like mercenary character, anti-hero sort of character. Lived on his own planet, was shelled off as an outcast, and then literally like tore his planet apart until he was the last of his own race. Ride around in his intergalactic motorcycle, as corny as that fucking sounds, but menacing, because all of a sudden the popularity that DC unfolded with Lobo just skyrocketed.
But another character that's damn near unbeatable.
Yes.
Which
he is unbeatable. The only point is he's an asshole.
These characters that are so strong and powerful that how do you ever
beat
them?
That's the problem with Deadpool, but the difference is Deadpool's so funny and it's a parody, so you get it off. You know what I'm saying? It's shown
he's
as that
making
parody.
Fun of all the shit he can do.
So it's
so ridiculous he's making fun of himself.
Yeah, right. You know what I'm saying?
Carry me like a backpack.
What was it? Shirt cocking is crazy. That's a crazy term. Shirt cock.
Now they also dropped Iron Fist season 2.
Everybody
cares. Teaser trailer for it.
The mask is
well. The cool.
Well, no. Now the mask is a flashback.
Yeah.
From what we hear, it's
but
not
the,
he's going to be.
But
we're
are, finally but seeing
it's
the
when he fights
it.
The dragon. Yeah. Him and Davos fight the dragon. They both had the mask on when they had to. You know. So it's not the true Iron Fist costume.
They both have the one mask on.
They didn't cancel Iron Fist.
But he has the mask on with his beard showing.
Yeah.
Well, the most interesting thing about the trailer
is... That makes exact sense.
The bad guy in this is going to be the female.
Typhoid
Mary.
Who's a Daredevil character from the comics.
She's
pretty bad. Ain't that some shit?
She's kind of like a Legion where she's multi... She's like schizophrenic, but all of her personalities are just will go into Split.
Superhero Sybil.
Yeah. It's just like a bad guy that has all these... So you
Split is some bullshit.
Let's talk about something we actually care about. Nobody gives a shit about
trailer.
But Jesus Christ. I was even showing my girlfriend, and I was explaining. She was like, wait, why are you so excited about it?
Who I don't know
this,
why.
DC or Marvel? I was like, no. It's neither.
It's an M. Night Shyamalan production.
It's a trilogy that's like 19 years in the making.
No, that's the coolest
that
part about
knew
it.
Was a trilogy.
But that is I was upset at the end of the movie when I saw that. It was a good
when
shocking moment.
You saw all
moment.
Three of them in the psych ward?
What? No. When I saw
He's
the end of Split, and I saw this motherfucker in the bar, I said, no way. Way are they going to do this with this shit.
Yep.
No fucking way. And then to see the three characters there, I'm like, oh, shit, how did they get to this point? So that's interesting to watch. I'm definitely going to watch it, but I'm scared.
I think it'll be good.
M. Night Shyamalan had like a series of really god awful movies.
Terrible.
Yes, he did.
Like, well, it's a shame that he never.
Lady in the
it's
Water.
It's a shame that he
shit
never.
Show after
it's a shame
show.
He never made The Last Airbender. I mean, it's a shame that
shame?
Movie never came out.
What?
Yeah, it's a shame that movie never existed.
I mean, no, it's just like, who would have
thought? He made The Last Airbender?
Who would have thought M. Night Shyamalan would be releasing the most hyped movie?
Never happened.
Comic Con.
Say that again.
Just
who would have thought M. Night Shyamalan would be releasing the most hype movie of Comic-Con 2018?
That's
if
real
you
would have
said that three years ago, I would have been like, nah.
Well, in the bottom, even Jamie mentioned it, and a lot of people have been mentioning it. Even more than Aquaman, even more than Shazam.
That was the longest
people
line.
They were most excited to see Glass.
Once again.
And they were most impressed, not with Aquaman.
Once again, the longer you wait, like Incredibles 2.
Right, the more appeal it
like has. Star Wars, The Force Awakens. The longer you wait, there will be anticipation.
You're right. Yep. But now, people still, like, they liked Aquaman, but the movie that actually, if you go on, like, we even put a survey on our page, that people were most blown away as far as the preview, they love Godzilla. Now, to
Godzilla
me,
was Godzilla, it looked awesome. Cool as shit.
To me, we've seen the big monsters before, so it's kind of like you've seen it, but maybe, again, Godzilla's been a character forever, mm-hmm. you know, and didn't they have a recent...
I swore like 2 years ago we went to see Godzilla.
Three years ago.
2014.
Let them fight.
That's how...
Time goes fastest.
Well, it depends if he's fighting, like...
He's fighting Mothra.
He's going to do karate?
He's fighting
all
Mothra.
Monsters.
He is in this
Mothra,
one.
Mothra, Rodan, and
everybody.
Ghidorah.
Right.
He's fighting everybody
King,
in this one.
King Ghidorah.
I hope.
He didn't fight nobody in the first one, really. I mean,
he's fighting Tywin Lannister.
He fought the one monster, but it was like, yo, like, and it was not enough as Godzilla
corny,
in the first one.
As corny as it was to watch Godzilla fight Mothra back in the day, I don't know why I'm anticipating this shit.
Well, just because this Mothra was different. Like, these
let's be honest, Batra was the real hero.
They're ginormous. They're huge.
That's Pacific Rim bullshit.
Nah, but wait,
Godzilla, man. You can't hate on this shit.
This movie is actually a sequel to Kong Island. So Kong Island was the first installment.
The first installment was the Godzilla from like 4 years ago.
Yeah, that was the first.
Godzilla was the first one.
That's the first one.
Godzilla.
When I heard they wanted the mummy, was that supposed to be a part of it too, but it was just so bad they just
no. The mummy was supposed to start off.
Oh,
like
you mean Tom Cruise?
Dracula and Frankenstein's monster and everything like that, and maybe the Headless Horseman. But that one completely
tying these movies together is trash.
Well, I don't know. I'm trying to see Godzilla fight King Kong on a big screen.
That's going
to
happen. That's the next one.
Yo, I can't
2020.
Wait. Yeet.
King Kong versus Godzilla.
We've been building towards that.
Freddy versus Jason, of the 2020. That's what this is.
I'm still entertained by it.
The Godzilla King Kong movie already happened. It was corny as shit.
It was.
But I would like to see that shit.
Yes, sir. Now, DC was not done at Comic-Con.
Oh, they sure were not.
DC also dropped some animated news. So, DC normally drops two animated films a year.
This year,
they're going to drop three. So they're going to drop a Justice League versus the Fatal Five. They're going to drop
Young Justice Season 3.
They're going to drop Justice League versus the Fatal Five. They're going to drop Batman Hush.
Yeah.
And then they're going to do a Wonder Woman. Bloodline.
I like Hush.
So I want to see this Hush, my dude.
Anybody wants to see Jim Lee joint.
The Hush
did you read it?
Is from the comic.
Did you read the comic?
DC Comics get no love.
Yeah.
You didn't read the Hush comic?
No love.
Right.
Really, Jim Lee, I respect
This is the thing, though. DC Animation really has to redeem themselves this year because the Killing Joke was booty.
It was.
It was fucking ass.
I don't think they have to redeem themselves.
They don't because they do well.
Every movie they put out has
that was
been
one bullshit out of like 20 great animations.
There's other ones that haven't been that great either. But they usually get the animation right.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Was Into the Spider-Verse revealed?
They didn't drop a new trailer or anything like that.
They showed off this Hush animation.
It's going to be hard. Better yet, like nowhere even close to the artwork that was in that comic book by Jim Lee. Like that, the artwork inside that comic book by itself is amazing. If they go by that current storyline, Hush's abuse as a kid, the killing of his parents to almost killing his mom, and then.
People gotta understand, Hush is like one of the best comic
books. He's probably one of the best
characters
that's not like a mainstream character.
Yeah. Like, if you liked Black Panther, or if you liked The Dark Knight, you're going to like Hush, mainly because it's the villain is created to usurp the ideals of that hero and challenge them and change them.
Yeah, and it's not like, he's not a caricature. Like, how the Riddler is super duper smart, and the Joker is extremely smart, and then, you know, they're almost caricatures of themselves. Hush is tactical with how smart he is. You know, like the way he sets up even some of the other villains in the comic book mm-hmm. is almost fucking amazing. Like he's using them as pawns to like help him on his little
and
little
does
mission.
It in a brilliant way
brilliant
too
way.
That you can follow easily. That's not some semantic bullshit where it's like, aha, he was dead the whole time.
Yeah, yeah, that book is beyond amazing. Yeah, I would suggest it, Dev.
That and The Long Halloween were my two favorites from Batman.
So I think that's something to look forward to. So I think DC definitely knocked it out the park. You know what they presented at Comic-Con this year. I mean,
well, to me,
without competition,
all right,
easy
I was
too.
About to say, the fuck yeah. is in there boxing without a fucking handicap dude?
I said, without competition, it makes it easy.
Marvel was not
but,
around.
But listen, that's like, you heard what AJ say earlier, like who would have thought that, you know, these guys would have had the most talked about things. Like, yeah, there was no
Let
Marvel
Let me ask you a question.
There.
This one is, we probably can do a whole nother podcast on it, but let's say Aquaman and Shazam fail bad. Would that be the nail in the coffin?
No, there is no nail in the coffin, bro. Yeah, they'll keep making bullshit as long as we live. We'll have grandkids and they'll be talking about, you know what, DC is dumb.
But the other thing is, that's the thing, as bad as we look at them, they haven't had anywhere they've lost money, am I right?
Right, so at the end of the day, we're talking business. Yeah. Right. And business isn't a comparison between you and Marvel. It's, are we making dollars? Yep. And yes, we the fuck are.
All right, so on our Instagram, we put a thing out there just asking people to ask us questions. You know, we do this at the end of every show, and I actually have this collectible Wolverine, you know, that we're going to be giving to the winner. They have a couple good questions out of here, so I want to put this one to some of y'all specifically. Devin, do you think DC Shazam isn't dark because of all the comments, the trolls and people saying it's way too dark? Do you think the corporate company, like they felt their hand was forced? And that was from Muhammad_Sino1427.
Why would it be dark?
No, in other words, this person is saying, do you think because all the people on the internet are saying, oh, you know, blah, blah, blah.
I don't think it was a fan outcry because here's the thing is to do Shazam in that dark, gritty tone just wouldn't make sense.
No, that's what I'm saying. Why would it be dark?
It wouldn't work.
You have to change the whole entire backstory.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense to be dark. That's why. It's that simple.
Okay, I mean, but they could have made... I mean, even you would have said that was Superman, right? But
no,
they did it.
No, because Superman, man... Look at that shirt you got on right now. Superman on there. Does that look like something happy or that looks like something dark?
But this
dark?
Is a dark
murder.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that looks dark. It's a damn comic book drawing on your shirt. Superman be looking like a damn psycho with red eyes killing motherfuckers.
Yeah, yeah.
Burning holes through people. So... there's no reason for the Shazam.
Ironically, that's
to be.
How he killed Shazam.
In Injustice.
All right. So, Brav, I'm going to put this one out to you. And this one comes from Kento_UN85. She said, she's asking, am I the only one who sees Aquaman failing miserably? Is it? And do you think if it does fail, a lot of it has to do with the one-liners?
I think it's going to have a terrible professional review. I think as far as box office go, it's going to do amazing.
First week.
If for nothing, because Jason Momoa is Marvel's Chris Hemsworth. It's fan service for the
girls.
That's
exactly what I was thinking.
That's true.
It's going to make so much ridiculous money. Do I think everybody's going to hate it? Yeah, I think it's
good. Moms is watching it.
Yeah,
mom,
and they're
all
watching
Aquaman
is going to be female centric. Wait, at his panel when he went up on stage and saying, "You just heard all women screaming."
You know why? Because women can't control themselves, and they want to turn everything. They want to turn everything to a sexual nature. But we'll talk about that next week.
Type it in Jason Momoa and see how many pictures come up with women grabbing him.
Jervis, this question is for you.
Yes, sir.
Someone wants to ask, why didn't Doctor Strange just make a portal back to Earth when they were in space? Is that a loophole in the comic?
That's not a fucking loophole in the comic. I mean, he ain't think about that shit, motherfucker.
He got a lot of shit
because out of the 14 million ways, they wouldn't have won that way.
If this dude's trying to destroy the universe, what's the use of me going back to Earth?
Yeah.
Dr. String got a lot on his mind, man.
Here, destroy Titan. Damn. I'm just going to get the hell
out
of here.
The one that I do
y'all
say.
Y'all motherfuckers got this? I'm out.
The one that I do say is shitty writing is that they show that they can cut off a guy's arm. And then didn't use that.
Yeah, but
that's the one shitty.
Doctor Strange didn't see him cut off the arm. Wong did that shit. So Doctor Strange don't know he could do that shit too, maybe. You know what I mean? He ain't thinking about that shit.
Man looked into 14 million possible futures.
And never saw one with an arm getting cut off.
Right. But that was in the past.
That's all it was. Know,
we're going to give the toy to Kento because she had a really good question about the Aquaman failing. But listen, let's talk about next week because we joke around a lot, but next week, y'all, you need to listen.
Oh, you're going
to
tune in.
It's going to be a big show.
We're going to be doing a whole show about cyberbullying, about a lot of these celebrities deleting accounts. We're going to be doing about sexual harassment, specifically at cons. We're going to have Babs here. We're going to have Bunny here. We're going to have a lot of this.
We're going to yell together. We're going to cry together. Yeah, we're going to hate each other.
Because the biggest news that Marvel did drop was that goddamn James Gunn is fired from Guardians of the Galaxy 3. James Gunn.
And wow. Whoa.
Yo. Holy shit.
Wait, sorry. Did you say that again? What'd you say?
So we will be getting
free James Gunn.
Now
rehire James Gunn.
So we will be talking about all of this. So if you guys,
said free James
we're
Brown.
Actually in the promo. I'm gonna put warnings up because
if you hate AJ, tune in next week.
All right. So sexual harassment, online bullying, all that next week. Party nerds.
Darnell, watch where your hands.
Listen,
inappropriate.
It's going to be a crazy show next week.
Yeah, we're going to keep it real, though, like we always do.
Oh, yeah.
Tyler, what's up, baby?
Tyler?
Hey,
Tyler.
Yo, that's
what the hell is Tyler?
Taylor. Oh, look, that. See, everybody looking at me like crazy, right?
Taylor.
Wow.
Party nerds, we out.
You dumb.
This is an idiot. We'll be right back.